WCBS News Time, 2:11. It is Fact Check Friday when we put the presidential campaign claims through the scrutiny of factcheck.org, a nonpartisan, nonprofit part of the Annenberg Center. And we go live now to Charlotte, where fact checker Lori Robertson has been going over last night's speeches by the president and vice president. Now, Lori, President Obama, one of the claims he made last night, he boasted that his plan would cut the deficit by $4 trillion over 10 years. How do you rate that?
Well, you know, he even said independent experts said that that's what his plan would do. But the fact is, one independent expert, a government budget watchdog group, said that part of the plan included a gimmick. It includes $1 trillion in savings over the next 10 years from drawing down the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And that's what the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget criticized as a bit of a gimmick.
A gimmick because it was deficit spending, and so it shouldn't really be counted as savings.
Yeah, if you're not spending the money that we weren't going to spend it anyway, so how can we count that as a deficit reduction?
And when the president was talking about the auto bailout, he characterized GM as back on top of the world. You say that's not the case.
Yeah, not quite. Now, GM was number one in world auto sales for 2011, and it took back that top spot after 3 years of not having it. But this year, it's in the second place. Toyota's number one in auto sales for the first half of the year, and it looks like Volkswagen is actually going to jump into that number two spot, so GM would end up in third place for 2012.
And let's look at Vice President Joe Biden's speech. He quoted Mitt Romney as saying, "It's not worth moving heaven and earth to catch Osama bin Laden." But you say there's some context missing there from his statement.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. If you look at the full story, this is from 2007. Romney was quoted by the Associated Press. And the story goes on to say that Romney said instead of going after one person, he supports a broader strategy to defeat the Islamic Jihad movement. So in the bigger context, it doesn't quite sound the way Biden put it.
Biden also said that, again, the experts concluded that Romney's corporate tax plan would create 800,000 jobs in other countries. So what's a little off there?
Well, it's a bit of a disputed figure. There's only one expert who said this. It's a professor of economics at Reed College in Portland. And she did a calculation on a very pure territorial system. It wasn't Romney's plan specifically. And she, in fact, has later come out and said, well, I don't have the details on what he would do specifically. And she's also said that those job gains in other countries, that doesn't mean that we're giving up jobs here in the United States. That doesn't necessarily mean we're losing jobs in the U.S. And I think that was clearly the vice president's implication.
Lori Robertson from factcheck.org, checking the president and vice president's speeches last night. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCBS News Time, 2:14.